relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it strikes me that if the Republican Party did not have the Trump first, America First policies in all areas, foreign policy, domestic, the Republican Party wouldn't be standing for much. It's really stunning, I think, when we all step back, take a breath, to see that the Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthys, they are frankly not up to snuff. These are not leaders.
An unusually diplomatic Lou Dobbs, not up to snuff. One of our favorites, one of your favorites, a true freedom fighter, a man who's written a superb book called The Trump Century. But better than that, he's on the line. Lou Dobbs, welcome to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. Thanks so much.
We have so much to discuss, Lou. First things first, I promised Lee Smith, who was on the show about an hour ago, he sends his regards, and he's very grateful to you for having him on his show. Likewise, I wouldn't be where I am today without the support of people like you when you had me on your show. So thank you to Lou Dobbs from all of those who you've supported over the years. Lou,
you're very kind.
We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. And I'm going to ask this question, which I think is the most relevant one right now, when it comes to the future of the nation. Do the people who have the letter R behind their name in this city, in this swamp, do they have any comprehension truly? Have they internalized what really happened 5 years ago in America when we elected Donald Trump?
The short answer is I don't think so. And I don't think that it's simply a lack of comprehension. It is decidedly against just about everything these people believe, which is, frankly, a milquetoast brew, to say the least. They don't understand how the American people could relate to a multi-billionaire who is a populist and who understands our traditions, our heritage, and the values of this great nation, and sought with every fiber of his being to implement an America First agenda it was anathema to the establishment of both parties, to the military-industrial complex, to the elites, if you will, who run this country, or who did, and are restoring their control even as we speak under President Biden.
So let me just list a few things that remain challenges. I think President Trump is going to announce that he's going to run. I think he has a very strong chance of winning in 2024 if there is election transparency. But here are my concerns. And as somebody who is such a straight talker, I just want your off-the-cuff responses to each of them. Number one, we don't have a machine to vet America First MAGA candidates. We have President Trump's office, but we still have, you use the word a milquetoast. I would use stronger words if I weren't on radio when it comes to the RNC. So number one, where is the machine that vets the candidates? Number two, and I lived this when I was in the White House working for President Trump, we don't have a bench of people who are prepared to come in and fight the deep state from within because people are intimidated. And then lastly, it's in election integrity. So those are my big concerns for the next 3 years. Your response to any of those?
Well, first, I think the answer, there is an answer, unfortunately, to what you said. You think he can win in 4 years. I share that hope that he could win, of course, but I don't see the any way in which a populist disruptor by the name of Donald J. Trump can win until the party gets behind the certain knowledge that we have to reform all that the Democrats did in 2020. That means to constrain this at-will voting, if you will, to end the nonsense that Election Day means nothing any longer, and to be certain that we don't permit under Biden and Schumer and Pelosi any furtherance of what was their immense success in 2020, which was to turn the integrity of the electoral process in this country on its head. It was devastating. The results are obvious and clear. And do you know, to this day, there isn't a Secretary of State who will say that he or she was able to see raw vote totals from any of the counting, the vote counting companies. That's because they don't have that access. And it's an issue, whether you're for Trump, against Trump, for Biden, against Biden. The reality is we do not have transparency in our electoral system, and it has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed now. We've got to have doers in the Republican Party. We have to have doers in our citizenry. This business of being, you know, big thinkers and big talkers just isn't going to suffice if we're to save the republic.
The narrative, we're talking to Lou Dobbs, follow him at Lou Dobbs, also loudobbsshop.com, the author of The Trump Century. We haven't barely begun the audit in Maricopa County or elsewhere, and the lying legacy media is already preparing the narrative, Lou, of how this is conspiratorial, this is QAnon, that they're using the hackneyed Russia hoax tropes again. How significant are these events after the fact? That the horse has bolted, we have a 47th president. Are these seminal events, or are they just targets of the legacy media?
I believe that it's very important that we understand what happened in 2020 and why. And in order to do so, we have to investigate. Taking no part in the outcome, without any hesitation, I say to you, I could stand with whatever the result was. The will of the people, I believe in passionately, fervently. But we don't have an expression of the will of the people, because we have no confidence, or only little confidence, if I can meet someone in the middle, little confidence that the vote tallies were accurate because of mail-in balloting, early voting, uninvestigated accusations and allegations of irregularities and anomalies in the voting system. We have never seen anything rise to that level in this country in an election. And I am including in that 1960, the election between Kennedy and Nixon. Which was, Nixon. That was a time when Nixon stepped back, as you know, and said, for the good of the country, I won't question it. When we knew, had great evidence that in Cook County, Illinois, there were sufficient votes to have overturned the reported outcome, again, by big media.
I'm hearing stories from reliable sources, Lou, that certain individuals who failed the president last year are already at the trough, are surrounding him at Mar-a-Lago or elsewhere. Do you have confidence that even if we could have election integrity, that we have the requisite machine to vet America First candidates for next year?
I think we will have. I know that a lot of people, and I'm going to include myself in that group, mean to be certain that we will have a clear understanding of who our candidates are across the country, not simply at the national level, but throughout. It's critically important. Do we have it now? No. You remember in 2012 when Romney and Ryan ran and were shellacked by the president who was supposed to fall in that election, Barack Obama. He tore him to pieces. And the Republican National Committee held an autopsy, led at that time by the man who would become Trump's chief of staff, as you know, Reince Priebus.
Yes.
That autopsy was the clearest statement of what the Republican Party had done woefully, inadequately, to win. And the party looked like abject fools. And what happened to the people who led it? Well, one became the chief of staff. Others went on to some success in various forms. But the party itself didn't change, the apparatus at the RNC. I truly believe, I really like Ronna McDaniel. But the fact is, she led a faltering, disastrous RNC effort. But by the way, so did Brad Parscale and the leaders of the Trump campaign. We have to acknowledge that.
Yes.
We have to look at the reality. And the reality is the Republican Party is led by hacks.
We will continue our discussion of what needs to be done with the one and only, the irrepressible Lou Dobbs. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. It's drug-free. Tens of thousands of Americans getting pain relief every single day. Me included. My wife, my daughter. It is that good. Find out for yourself. See the incredible testimonials at relieffactor.com. Then order the 3-week quick starter pack. Just call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll arrive at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's... Oh, my gosh. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. Now, that's real news. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's Canty, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. What have you got to lose? Just the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Melinda and Bill proving once again, money can't buy you love.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you miss us because the fascists at YouTube terminated our channel, it's all right. Go to Rumble. Already 250,000 followers. It's free. It's the YouTube alternative. The people who believe in the First Amendment, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Subscribe today. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And if you like what you're listening to, then support Salem, especially America First, by supporting great Americans like Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, who they wish to cancel 25 corporations refusing to stock his products because he's a conservative, because he's a truth teller and a patriot. Go straight to his website, use my name, and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his more than 100 incredible products. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. My Pillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with America's favorite. Follow him right now. He's just pining with 2.1 million followers on Twitter. Please show this man some love, at Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, welcome back to America First. I have to ask you, because for me, it's one of the most of late. Your reaction to the news last week of what happened at Rudy Giuliani's office and to Victoria Tansing.
Yeah, it's outrageous. You were talking about the cancel culture. That's extended, apparently, to the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, behaving like the thugs that they are paid to prosecute. It's outrageous what they did. And it is now a pattern that is 5 years in the making. It's distressing, and it should be fixed. And instead of being fixed, we have an attorney general who appears to be applauding, if not indeed directing this kind of unlawful behavior by a U.S. attorney's office in New York.
What's the way ahead? We have this this coterie. We have this caucus of the freedom, the pro-freedom Republicans, the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetz. You have the new wave of congressmen and women like Lauren Boebert, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is it simply... Do we simply need to expand the size of that? Is that the only thing we can do to rip back our republic, Lou?
No, as a matter of fact, that's only I would call it a tepid beginning of what has to be done. The Republican Party, if it's going to survive, will have to go far beyond a handful of congressmen on Capitol Hill. It's going to have to be an effort at the state legislative levels that is absolutely a tsunami in 2022. And if the Republican Party and the RNC are not within 6 months making it very clear precisely how they're going to lead that tsunami and create the results, it will put indelible question mark the fate of the republic itself going into 2022, because it has to happen. We're watching what is happening with these radical Democrats and the so-called centrist president. We were assured he would be centrist and, of course, bipartisan. He has been anything but. He's been absolutely authoritarian. 94 executive actions by this president in this short time in office.
Yeah.
This is stunning by any level and sets a presidential record for unilateral action.
You and I know, Lou, why the Republicans in the swamp, for the most part, didn't support the president. We know that they're very happy to be in opposition, scratching each other's backs with the Democrats. You've been following politics across the country for so long. What is the explanation, or what's the excuse for what we saw occur in the state houses last year? Was it the same level of corruption? Was it cowardice? Was it ignorance? Because the Constitution is clear. The election of a president is run not by a governor, not by a state secretary, but by the legislature of the states. Why did they so fail last year, Lou?
I think there was equal weight of ineptitude and indifference on the part of the state legislative leadership, Republican state leadership. This should never have happened. In terms of the courts in each one of those states that permitted those changes of dates and to rewrite, in effect, the Constitution by permitting secretaries of state and agencies, for crying out loud, to act and redefine election law and process in those states, it was a violation, a clear violation of the Constitution, because they lack authority, which is given specifically to state legislatures for election law and operation. And instead, right up to the Supreme Court, they hid their head under their hands. They put their hands over their ears and refused to hear any protest or case that could have changed. People forget, the U.S. Supreme Court had an opportunity in two instances,
yes,
before and after the election, to have interceded and asserted a judgment for or against, the fact is they would not even render a judgment on a process that was clearly flawed. No one argues that. The argument is over fraud. The argument is over what the Constitution will bear. But the Supreme Court, it's terrible what we have seen. This court, and I'm among those, I have to tell you. I thought with Kavanaugh coming in with a 6-3 majority that we would see some reason prevail. What we have seen prevail is absolute rhinos instituted as justices of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. I have the same question I ask all of our star guests when I close an interview, given the events of the last few months here. And it comes from what I witness on my own social media feeds, all the comments, all the followers saying, that's it. I've given up. America's done. What is your message to those individuals, Lou?
It's much too early to make that judgment. My heart aligns with those who feel that frustration. We have much to do, but this is not a time for any of us to be whining or complaining. It is, in point of fact, trying to assert an outcome. It's time for us all to go to work as Americans and make certain that we honor the basic tenets of our nation, its founding documents, and be certain that we remain the greatest constitutional republic ever conceived and put forth on this planet. It's not just a legacy. It is not an inheritance that doesn't require our own blood and our own effort and sweat, because we've got to put forward our best effort to make certain that we are taking care of those who matter most to us, our fellow citizens, our families, and to honor our faith, our country, and one another. It's got to be in action, not in flowery language. We have got to get to work.
He wants America to get to work, and he's doing it himself. He's got his Rancher's Stetson on his Twitter bio. God bless you, Lou. Follow him at Lou Dobbs on Twitter, loudobbsshop.com. The Trump Century is the book. This is Salem Radio.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How did he do it? In the break, I said I was in the hotel where Sean Connery filmed The Rock, and there he gets Sean Connery to do the liner. The professor is on his game. It's official, guys. President Biden's congressional address was a declaration of war on small business. In his first 100 days, Biden has pushed for a massive tax increase, 31% on struggling small businesses, the businesses that have survived the China virus. Then there's the $2 trillion so-called infrastructure plan, which is really a true $2 trillion tax hike on America's job creators. Biden also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open and their workers on payroll by mandating a $15 minimum wage, all while bullying employers to turn over personal information on employees to their union bosses, opening them up to intimidation, and eliminating the secret ballot, one of our most sacred traditions. And it's not even including his own version of the Green New Deal, which will drive up energy prices for all of us. One group working hard to fight all of these attacks is the Job Creators Network, and I'm urging you to become a member today. If you own a small business, if you work for one, or if you just want to support the people who make America, please do your part. Join the team today for America's Small Business Advocates. Go to Join JCN, that's the Job Creators Network, joinjcn.com now to learn more and support those who make America great. Joinjcn.com. Guys, how cool was that? to have Lou on.
That was fantastic.
Jeff, was that fun?
Especially when you attack the GOP.
Oh, yes. I think that's the thing that excites. I think I could get Jeff to watch a sci-fi movie a week if I promised to attack the GOP every day. Would that work?
Once a month.
Sold. He hates the institutional GOP. Why? Because he's a patriot. Let's take some calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Matt Gaetz next. 833-334-6752. Let's stay on the topic of the... Oh, no. Sam's been waiting so long. Line one, Sam in Orlando. Welcome to America First.
Lord GORKA, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mike's great. Jeff sometimes a butthead, but Jeff's great. Both of them are. Mike
who,
and Jeff.
Who's a butthead? Who did you call Ford. Him? Who did you call a butthead?
All my friends in Texas. All my wives live in Tennessee. So look, listen. We got Ford going down to 50% because the chips not available. They've never had to have a bailout. Chrysler did. Then Chevy, years later, Ford's always been there. All right. The point of what I'm saying is the stock market shows that we're growing because of Trump. We all know that. But at the same time, we have Ford closing his shop down to 50% because of lack of chips. Now, why is not Ford opening up their facilities? Why are we buying chips from anywhere? Ford is the top of the line. They're like a KW. I'll drive over the road. I got a Ford Sterling with a Caterpillar motor in it, a C10. I love it to death. It's a 2002, and don't let me down ever. But a Kenworth, you know, the big dog, it's the big dog, like Ford's the big dog. That is, when he said, we the people, meant government only, how is that in the declaration of war? Because we got Ford right now at 50%.
Hang on, you lost me there. Who's he?
When no,
you
say I didn't. When, you're when the he said. No, I did not.
What?
You're the strategist.
I'm not a mind reader. No, I may be formally a strategist, but I'm not a mentalist. Okay, there is a difference. When he said he said
you got 50% loss in Ford.
Yes.
Ford's always been an empire.
Yes.
It's a beautiful empire. So is Chevy, so is Chrysler, but they had to be helped. Ford never had to, but they're having to drop down. That's many people out
right.
of work now.
So
saying the economy is exceeding because of Trump, and it
look,
is.
Sam, look, Ford it's very Sam. Thank time, you, Sam. It's very simple. America wants to get back to work. What is happening right now is thanks to Donald Trump. We want to get back to work, and he helped through Operation Warp Speed develop three, not one, not two, three vaccines in less than a calendar year. Of course, there's going to be a massive boom because America wants to go back to work. Ford is only... Look, don't get me wrong, dude. I drive a Mustang. When my Mustang aged out, I bought exactly the same Mustang. That's how much I love Ford. I've got a 66 as well, okay? But it's not about Ford. It's not about Kenworth. It's about America and the lies coming out of the White House. But we appreciate the love. We love Ford products. I'm Sebastian GORKA. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Come on, guys, do we deliver or what? From Lou Dobbs? Not a Matt Gaetz. Is there any other radio show like this in the known multiverse? Of course there isn't. He's with us right now. I think it's his first radio interview in a couple of weeks. So excited. A good friend of the show, a great patriot, Congressman Matt Gaetz. From Florida. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. GORKA.
All right, we've got to talk about some amazing stuff you're doing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was in the studio for an hour a week ago. Before we get to that, other very disturbing things to do with certain federal agencies, I have to talk to you about your story, the accusations made against you. I loved your interview on Tucker Carlson a few weeks ago. I thought you did a sterling job. I'm going to give you my version of events, and then you give yours. I think they're coming after you because you're effective. I lived through this in the White House because you're a conservative and they have to take you out. Tell us your version of events and what you've lived through in the last month.
Well, the things the media has said about me are lies, and the truth will prevail. But as you know, Dr. Gorka, there is a desire in big government, in big media, in big tech to target, deplatform, and destroy those who champion the America First cause. And that's not just me saying it, Dr. Gorka. Actually, thank goodness for Project Veritas, because in the middle of CNN trying to propagandize my life, a CNN director was actually recorded by a secret camera saying that the very reason that CNN is repeating these things about me over and over again is because I actually get in the way of the Democratic agenda. I am effective in advocating for the beliefs that are held by tens of millions of Americans who are patriotic and love our country and who don't think that we should all surrender to Washington, D.C.'s control over every decision we make in our lives. And so I'm grateful for, you know, the opportunity to be on platforms like America First Radio, Salem Broadcasting, Tucker Carlson's show. And I'm so grateful for the thousands upon thousands of Americans who've donated at MattGaetz.com, given me the opportunity to fight back against these lies.
MattGaetz.com. Okay, last question before we move on. The outrageous allegations against you, sexual impropriety, underage, and everything else, and then somebody trying to extort you and your family. Don't you have a very strong case against these people? Are you taking legal action, Matt Gaetz?
Yes, we are working to bring my extorters to justice.
Good.
One person trying to extort me is a former DOJ official. Another person trying to extort me was getting paid by the State Department as recently as 2019. And so it remains somewhat of a mystery why these people with such close ties to the government were embroidering lies and leaks together to try to get my family to pay $25 million. But the Washington Examiner's been covering it great. Folks should check it out. The bottom line is we will not let the process be the punishment. We've got a message to share with the country, and it's why we're taking the show on the road, Dr. Gorka.
I know. I heard. This is my next question. Yeah. You're a mind reader. So what are you doing with MTG? And you've got a new pack. Oh, first things first. Did I see some famous senator make an announcement last week that they're not going to accept super PAC money? And I saw you retweet it. You're starting a trend, Matt Gaetz.
That's right. I was the first member of Congress on the Republican side to swear off PAC money. And I'm so grateful that recently Senator Ted Cruz has joined me in that endeavor. He is the first Republican senator to swear off PAC money. And so we're building some momentum. And look, Seb, people can't take hundreds of thousands of dollars from lobbyists and special interests and then go and act to the country like that does not somehow impact
right.
their professional votes and their activity. And so I think that it being powered by the people is very important, and that is what the tour that Marjorie Taylor Greene and I are taking is all about. We think America needs to rally again. We think we need to get together around the bold populist ideas that brought President Trump to the White House, that continues to bind so many of us around the idea that we should have trade policy that benefits our workers, foreign policy that benefits our country, immigration policy that benefits our economy. And I think that there is a real desire for Americans to get together again in patriotic rallies. Our very first one will be May 7th, Friday, in the Villages. Folks can go to mattgaetz.com/rally to get information on how to attend. But come on down to Florida, where we embrace freedom, where we are unapologetically pro-American. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and I will be going all around the country, not just, by the way, to call out the socialist left, but also to call out the establishment in both parties when they advance America Last policies and priorities.
It's Put America First is the new organization. Support him. Follow him. MattGaetz.com from Florida. At Rep. Matt Gaetz is the Twitter handle. We've got a minute and a half left, Matt. I know you wanted to mention a story that I mentioned last week. Incredibly disturbing. What are we finding out about the role of the U.S. Postal Service in being their own big tech surveillers?
look, this is classic government. Okay, the job of the post office is to deliver the mail on time, on budget. But everyone's an empire builder. And Seb, as you covered, the post office has an internet covert operations program to spy on the social media political behavior of our fellow Americans. And so I have been joined by 9 co-sponsors in legislation to abolish the internet covert operations program at the post office. If folks don't think the deep state is real, if you think it's only at the Department of State or at the Department of Justice or the FBI, this is the example that shows that even at the post office, the government is growing out of control and into our lives.
Incredibly disturbing. It is just one small facet of the deep state. I'm going to say it right here live in front of millions of people. It's good to have you back in the political bloodstream. It's great to see you with Marjorie Taylor Greene on the warpath. It's the Villages, May the 7th. Go to mattgaetz.com. And look, it is a pattern here. Whether it's Rudy Giuliani, whether it's Matt Gaetz, whether it's me when I was in the White House, we're just proxies for the American people. You've got to be attacked if you're effective and you love America, and the Democrats want to see you gone. It is that simple. Keep doing what you do. Travel safely. Give our best to MGT, MTG. I did an ATF there. I did a Biden there. How awful. You know what I mean. God bless you, man. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
From Sue. Hey, Sue. I love this. If somebody doesn't like the fact that you're not wearing a mask, well, you know, here's a solution. It's very simple. The other person should wear 2 masks. Or if they're already wearing 2 masks, they should add a third to make up for me. So long as the air is passing through 2 or 3 masks, what difference does it make whose face it's on? You're a genius, Sue. I love it. I've never seen a team so animated. What did Jeff say about the impending divorce of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates? What did he say?
Oh, the lockdown? Spend too much time together?
And then he said, who'd want to live with Bill Gates? I mean, that's true. Seriously, is he the most boring man in the planet? I think that's an empirical statement of fact. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Ken in San Jose, line 1. Welcome, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I just wanted to add, hopefully, a positive note to what Mr. Dobbs was talking about. In California here, we've successfully put the governor on the ballot in a recall. So we need citizen participation to put some backbone in these flighty Republicans. That's my point.
No, absolutely. If that can happen in California, guys, I don't care where you live. You got no excuse. Great call, Ken. Stay on the line. Let's give Ken a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Doug, also in California, in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. So I was reflecting back on your discussion with Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
And I think the problem a lot of us have is that we have one side that we largely disagree with and another side that seems to just use saying what we agree with to get our votes, and then they do the opposite anyway. So do you vote for the person who you know what they're going to do and don't like it, or do you vote for the person who's going to give you hope and then crush it repeatedly?
Hang on. You don't vote for the people who are reliable in their destruction of America. So just scratch that option, okay?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, you look at the omnibus.
I get it. Look, I agree with you. The liberals, it's not even a good word. They're just commies. The commies told us what they're going to do, and they did it. In just the first 100 days, you heard Lou, more than 90 executive actions. So being reliable isn't a good thing. Stalin was reliable. Hitler was reliable. You don't reward that. But the question is, how do we get our side, Doug, to actually keep their promises? I tell you how. You replace them. Lou's right. Lou's absolutely right. We have to replace the swamp creatures with people who, like Matt Gaetz, don't take money from the lobbyists. People like Donald Trump, who just love this country so much, they want to truly serve all Americans, irrespective of whether they voted for him. That's the way to do it. Thank you, Doug. More of your calls. Stay on the line, Tony and Frank. This is Sebastian Gorka and America First.